Welcome to the Action Camera Podcast, where we will bring you tips and tricks to make better videos using your action cameras. We will also review various action cameras, discuss ideas for making better videos, and offer some insight into various editing software. So sit back, relax, and listen to another episode of the Action Camera Podcast.
Well, my consistency on the show really sucks. And it'll probably only just get worse as we move into the summer months and I start spending more time outdoors instead of indoors podcasting. I do apologize to my regular listeners. Anyway, I finally managed to get my hands on a GoPro Hero 8 Black to review. A friend of mine was an early adopter who got one delivered recently, and he loaned it to me for a few days to try out. Did I like it? Sure. Did I love it? Meh. Will I be buying one? Probably not. There were no major upgrades to this model, just some minor tweaks and physical updates, but nothing that screams, "Buy me now, buy me now." Especially at the current price. Anyway, listen on for more. We'll start with the build. The GoPro Hero 8 Black is slightly slimmer than its predecessor. It has double the shockproof rating, a new wind-resistant microphone, and a foldable built-in mount, which means no more cage. It also means many of the accessories from the Hero 7 are no longer compatible. Sad face. Another sad face moment is the fact that the lens cover is no longer removable. Apparently the new glass is much stronger so that you won't need to replace it, but it also means that those ND filters are now obsolete. Well, at least until GoPro come up with a solution. The Hero 8 also has the same GP1 chip as the Hero 7, but some software upgrades means that there are new features available, and also the battery life is a little better. And talking of batteries, the Hero 8 has a new battery too, with a slightly higher capacity. But fear not, it's backwards compatible to the Hero 5, 6 and 7, and old batteries still work with the Hero 8. So what's actually new in the Hero 8? Well, here's the complete list. They've added HyperSmooth 2.0, which is basically HyperSmooth, which is available in every mode in the camera, including 240 frames per second and 4:3 modes. They've added HyperSmooth Boost, which is extra stabilization with a tiny bit of extra crop. They've added linear support to 4K, so you can now shoot both 4K 30 and 4K 60 in linear mode. They've added live burst, just like live photo in the IOS, and it takes a 3-second video and you pick the frame that you want. Just a quick note, this chows through the battery, so I'm assuming that the camera is always on and recording in short loops so as not to miss the shot when you take the photo. They've added Time Warp 2.0, which now automatically adjusts or determines the correct recording rate depending on the speed that you're moving. Live stream is now supported at 1080p, whereas previously it was only supported up to 720p. Live streaming to YouTube is now supported. Previously this was only to Facebook and to RTMP. Super photo mode has been revamped, and GoPro claim they have dramatically reduced the chances of ghosting. This seems to be true. Image coloring seems to have been slightly tweaked, although this is barely noticeable, but it does improve the range a tiny bit. They've added 100 megabits per second bitrate for 4K and 2.7K modes, and you can toggle the high bitrate option to get 100 megabits. GoPro have added digital lenses, making it easier to change between linear, wide, super view, and narrow from the main screen. Physically, they've added the new extendable mount, which pops out the bottom of the camera, allowing you to both mount it, but also have it flatten the table. They've removed the HDMI port. That's gone, and I'm pretty sure there'll be an upsell on an accessory coming soon. They have a new front-facing microphone that has been redesigned and repositioned to better handle wind noise. Auto-leveling has been added to the app, so when you've got any off-kilter footage, it'll automatically be fixed. They've added quick access shortcuts to the menu, so you can go ahead and swipe from the corners and customize various functions. Another physical change to note is that the battery door is now moved to the side of the camera, and it's an absolute pain in the ass to get open if you have short fingernails. Something else that the Hero 8 offers, or will offer in the future, are the new mod accessories. These include a pop-up screen, a light, and a shotgun microphone. However, they're not yet available. Talk is that pre-order will be in December for delivery early in 2020. The user interface hasn't changed much, but it does seem to be a little quicker than the Hero 7 was. The Hero 8 doesn't bring any major changes to the GoPro's video or image quality compared to the predecessors. In fact, the slight differences are mostly to do with taste more than outright quality. The color profile on the Hero 8 Black appears to have been tweaked slightly, moving towards a slightly warmer, more saturated look. If you prefer a more contrasty style, then you'll probably prefer it to the Hero 7 Black, but it isn't a radical difference. GoPro also seems to have slightly improved the detail capture of the sensor. At times, you can see the extra detail in complex scenes such as brickwork or grass, but only when zooming right into the pixels. On the other hand, there doesn't seem to be any major difference in the dynamic range when shooting at the same resolutions and frame rates as the predecessors. So back to my original question. Would I buy the GoPro Hero 8 Black? My answer is still no, and there are a couple of reasons, but the main reason is pricing. I buy the camera, and then I have to buy some new accessories, and then I have to buy the new mods if I want to add the vlogging screen. The improvements over the Hero 7 Black and the DJI Osmo Action just don't justify the price. I can get the Osmo Action with the front-facing screen for $399 Australian, but I have to fork out $599 Australian dollars for the new Hero 8. Guess which one I'm going to get. This week's tip of the week is going to sound really familiar. Similar to the DJI Osmo Action, GoPro have added capture presets. Effectively, they are capture profiles where you can customize and make your own quick access presets. You can set up to 10 different presets with their own icon and name. So for example, you could set one preset to go snowboarding, one for when you go scuba diving, one for night photography, and one for high speed recording for when you're out on the mountain bike. You then simply switch between them without having to try to remember what the settings are for each occasion. Simples. Well, listeners, that's another episode done and dusted. Thanks again for listening. And if you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe to the podcast or follow us via your favorite app and download and listen to some of the earlier episodes. Better still, give us a rating or write a short review on Apple Podcasts. If you'd like to get in touch, the best place is via our website at www.actioncamerapodcast.com and click through to the Contact Us page. Thanks again for listening, and I'll speak to you again soon. Ciao, ciao.
Thanks for listening to the Action Camera Podcast. If you liked what you heard, please subscribe to our feed and leave us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts or iTunes. Also, feel free to share this podcast with any of your friends or family members who also use action cameras. Thanks again, and we look forward to having you back next time.